There are elevations, there are renunciations. But we are sadhvitas. Yehaṁ yusāṁ vimanāśvuryāt sadāno. True to heaven and the heart to heaven. True to the kindred point of heaven and the heart. Cloister and the heart. Now is the breach. But heart has been made the cloister. The Gopi Bhajan is to make heart the cloister. Not that the cloister have a separate place. The heart will be cloister. And Krishna conception of Godhead is only can make possible. The heart to be the cloister of God. The whole cell will be converted, every nook and the corner. Nothing should be left out. No faculty should be left out for any other purpose but to devote all respect to the Supreme Reality. To be faithful to the extreme. Nothing should be left. This is only possible in Sri Krishna conception of Godhead, Akhila Rasamrita Murti, all sorts of ecstasy, happiness, anything of the type can be possible in its divine form when we find Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord and nowhere else. One gentleman, a Western gentleman, he told, there are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours can be devoted in the service of the Supreme Lord. Not only Sunday, not only thrice in the day, not only five times in the day, but every hour and a second should be devoted in the service of the Supreme Entity, and then nothing will be left behind. This sort of service is only possible in Kirtaniya Sada Hari and in the service, in the Ashtakaliya Leela of Sri Krishna Chandra himself in Madhura Rasa. Sri Chaitanya Dev came down to this world to preach that, to give that lecture and life to our nature. One and all. Nimatrashadigarita, take the name of the Lord and you will find his daughter in his heaven one day, one time. It is the easiest. Not money is necessary, not physical energy in great quantity is necessary. No other helping things, only try to take the name sincerely. In a right channel it should be acquired, otherwise there will be some tampering energy. Trade in the name of religion is also going on here and there, and we should save ourselves from those difficulties. And by following a bona fide path that we can get our achievement. So in the day of the advent of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna consciousness and Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Consciousness is Chaitanya and Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna, who came here to arouse in us the pure consciousness of Krishna, means serving Krishna in all round, all aspects, all respects. This is, and this this laudable attitude is being done in a great quantity by our Swami Maharaj. So, we are very happy to getting the chance of attending this function. And that is my একটা আগুনের ফুলকা, এইরকম জিনিসের জন্য, এই সুদূর জিনিসের জন্য এই সভ্যতা হচ্ছে আমাদের চিন্তা করবার, চিন্তা করবার বিষয়। অক্সিজেন ও ঠাকুর তাঁর সস্নেহ deep and affectionate heart conceived that why not Srimad Gaitama Dev Prema Dharma is capturing the world. It is so self-evident. It is the only constructive religion to the third best extreme. And why not this is appreciated? This cannot but be appreciated. He has not only taught that east, west, far west, all world will come under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Dev, but also he very strongly taught that in future no other religion will exist than the religion of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Nama Sankirtan. This also he has said. And for Prabhupada, his higher heart was trying utmost to spread this idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur at this place. Of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every nook and corner of the world. Why not men? They should accept such a nature and so healthy religion and so simple religion. It cannot be denied that we are so many particles, we are conditioned beings. Why not we seek some absolute center for our self, Saranagati? This is self-evident, that Danyam Atman Vedanam. When there is Danyam, when there is real sincere feeling of oneself, the next thing cannot but come to take shelter under some greater power. And that relation must be of love and affection. Love and beauty and love is controlling the central thing, not power. Power cannot control, cannot be the control in the extreme center, but love should be in a sincere heart, this must be respected. So there's affectionate and deep thinking heart of Bhakti Vinoda Thakur and Rupa. Desire, and that desire means Mahaprabhu's desire and Krishna's desire. And that is then embodied in Swami Maharaj and so many of efficient men have joined present, wives have joined, both ladies and gentlemen joined his mission to work out to feel success. This is great and we feel.
His mother's age was about 70 years. He was the youngest son of his family. Still, for the deliverance of the fallen souls of the world, he took sannyas. So the sannyas order is accepted according to the predecessors. He's talking. In Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are three dandi sannyas. The Mahabadi Sankara Sampradaya, they are ekadandi. Our Vaishnava Sampradaya, three dandi sannyas is mentioned in this Bhagavatam. Many great preachers and authorities, they took sannyas, tridanda sannyas. Tridanda means kaya, man and bhakta, body, mind and words. In this rod there are four rods, three kaya, man, bhakta and one the person. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was that Indians should take up the responsibility for preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness all over the world. As I was explaining last night, Bharat Bhumite Paira Manusya Janma Ja Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropakar. The Indians, they are meant for giving something to the world. But unfortunately, they have become beggars, simply asking something from you. We have got such a great culture, Vedic culture, that we can give tremendous benefit to the whole world. But we have given up. There are so many Jagat Gurus, but for us they have not seen even what is Jagat. But still, they are passing on as Jagat Guru, but their limited action is within the well. 3 years, that's all. Kupamanduka. Kupamanduka does not know what is Atlantic Ocean. Frog. If frog living within the well, it is informed. There is Atlantic Ocean, sir, which is called Jagat. This is not Jagat. You have become Jagat Guru within the well. You become Jagat Guru, go to the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, preach the Vedic culture, then you claim to become Jagat Guru. Otherwise, don't falsely claim within the limit of your wealth. Upamandukanla. So, we have to select persons who can preach the Vedic culture all over the world. And this Krishna consciousness movement means properly training. Now this boy, Mahansa Swami, is known from today as Mahansa Swami. He was Brahmachari. He is coming from Parsi community of Bombay. Similarly, we are selecting from all communities and training them how to become preacher of the Vedic culture. We require hundreds and thousands of preachers. Although we have got centers all over the world, but that is not sufficient. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted in every village and every town all over the world. Prithivite ache jato nagoradi gram sarvatra prachar hoive mor naam. He wanted the prithivite on the surface of the globe. As many towns and cities and villages are there, everywhere, this Krishna consciousness movement must be spread. So we have got a tremendous task. And the responsibility is more or less on the Indians, as I've already explained. Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manusya Janma. Manusya Janma. Those who are actually human beings, born in this holy land of Bharatvarsha. They should learn this Vedic culture thoroughly and preach all over the world so that they may be benefited. Paropokar. For want of this Vedic culture, the whole world is in darkness. Tamo mukundangri nishevanai. Tamo means this darkness. So, instead of competing them in other fields, how one can drink wine, and one can eat fish and flesh. We are making competition in that way. There is no question of competing in this life. Just give them knowledge so that they may be saved. This human form of life is not meant for becoming animals. So, my request again, that those who are actually proud of becoming an Indian, they should come, join, and preach this cult all over the world. Thank you very much. Speaking about knowledge, perfect knowledge. Knowledge received from common man or any person within this material world, infected with four kinds of defects, cannot be perfect. The so-called scientists, philosophers, mental speculators, or dramatists, or writers, as we experience, their talkings all are nonsense. This is our challenge, because the basic principle of their knowledge is ignorance, avgyan. Big scientists, they simply theorize and they try to support their theories in the world. It may be, perhaps, that is not perfect knowledge. As soon as you say, it may be, that means you have no perfect knowledge. As soon as you say, perhaps, that means you have no perfect knowledge. So all the scientists and philosophers, they use these words, it may be, perhaps. Therefore, we have to receive knowledge from a perfect person. A perfect person means who is not illusion, who does not commit mistakes. All of us will commit mistakes, but a perfect person does not commit mistakes. This is the difference between perfect and imperfect. We are illusion to accept something in place of something else. Just like the example is given by some philosophers, to accept the rope by mistake as a snake. This is called illusion. So, this and water in the desert, this is due to imperfection. So, a person who is liberated or not under the control of the material nature, he is not illusion, neither he commits mistake. Another defect is our senses are imperfect. We use our senses under certain conditions. Just like we have our eyes, but we can see only when there is sunlight or electric light. Otherwise, our eyes are useless. Therefore, we haven't got perfect eyes. But one who has got perfect eyes, he can see past, present and future. Imperfect senses. And we, conditioned so, although we admit that we have imperfect senses, we commit mistakes, we are illusion, still we take the place of teacher, that is cheating. That is cheating. If you know that you are imperfect, why should you take the place of a teacher? That is cheating. Brahma, Paramatma, Karanagata,
before Isha. So these defects are completely absent, constituted by absent. Nirastha Kuhapam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said about the absolute truth as Nirastha Kuhapam. Kuhap means illusion, imperfect. So, in the absolute truth, there is no such imperfectness. Nirastha Kuhapam, Dhamna Sena. Sada Nirastha Kuhapam. Sada. Sada means that once he was defective, now he has become Nirastha Kuhapam. No, not like that. The absolute truth is always Sada Nirastha Kuhapam. Dhamna Sena. Sattam Param Jeevan. That absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking. And he is speaking, Jnanam Teham Savijnanam. Savijnan is practical experience. Or by experimental knowledge, Jnanam. Jnanam teham sabhijnanam. Sabhijnanam idam mokshami aseshata. Incomplete. Just gyatya. If you try to understand this knowledge, what I am speaking to you, Arjuna. Just gyatya. Neha bhuya. In this material world, Puya, again, anna jnatabham avasishtate. You will have anything more to know. This is Vedanta. Veda means knowledge, anta means end. So if you receive knowledge from the Supreme Perfect Personality of Godhead Krishna, then that is the end of knowledge. Vedaisya sarvai aham eva vedam. Vedanta kit, Vedanta kitcha aham, Krishna. Jasmin gyati sarva vedam vijyatam bhavanti. This is Vedic Indian. If you simply try to understand what Krishna is speaking, to understand Krishna is very difficult. That is not possible. We are so small that it is not possible to analyze Krishna and understand. But if you simply try to assimilate what Krishna says, then you become perfect person. Yajnyatya bhuya anna jnata bhamna avasishtate. Then Krishna said, Manushyanam sahasreshu kashti jatati siddhaya jatatamati siddhyanam kashti vriti mahantata. Actually, we are born fools and rascals. We are coming, evolution from the animal life. The Darwin theory says that we are coming from monkey. So far we have heard that either monkey or cow or lion, human form of body is promoted. One who is coming through tamoguna, he comes from monkey, as Mr. Darwin. So those who are coming in satoguna, they come from the cow. And those who are in the Rajagon, they come from the land. Whatever it may be, it is a fact that through evolutionary process, the last part must have been animal life. What about sensual of kind? That 30 lakhs of species and forms of animal form, then we get this human form of life. So actually when you are born and see life, we have no knowledge, the same thing, ahara nidra bhayamayi form, as the animals are interested, eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. These are the animal propensities and necessities of life. But when, as we become gradually civilized, we take our birth in India, especially, it is not so easy. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Haila Manushya Janmaja. It is very rare. Don't spoil your life imitating animals. It is very valuable life. He once formed of size in the land of Bharadvara. We are practically seeing, although India is so fallen, still when you speak of Krishna consciousness, hundreds and thousands of people come to hear. I have experienced in Bombay, Calcutta and other places. By nature, they are inclined to become Krishna conscious. Unfortunately, outward influence are curbing down this natural instinct of Bharatva. It is very, very regrettable. We are naturally God conscious, Krishna conscious. But by artificial means, we are being cut down. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushanam sahasreshu kasti jatati sridhar. Krishna consciousness means making progress for perfection of life. Siddhi, siddhila, siddhas. Siddhas means mukta, theoretically mukta. They are called siddha. There is siddha loka. There is a planet which is called Siddha Lok. All the inhabitants of that planet, they are all mystic yogis. They can fly from one planet to another without any instrument. Siddha Lok. So, every human being, especially the civilized man, can become Siddha. Siddha means to understand his constitutional position. That is Siddha. Because the animal does not know what is his constitutional position. He thinks that he is the body. But actually he is not the body. He is spirit soul. The human form of life, this consciousness, this ignorance can be removed and he can understand that Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And when he comes to the point of understanding that he is not body, he is soul, then he is called Brahma Bhuta. Before that, so long he is in bodily concept of life, he is Jiva Bhuta. These are the difference. When you are bodily conscious of life, you are called Jiva Bhuta. Mamayamsa is Jiva Bhuta. The spirit soul is always part and parcel of God. That's the fact. It is Brahma, part of Brahma. And we are also Brahma. It is a fact. So realize it, Aham Brahma. That is it. That is perfect. So, nobody is trying to understand. Especially in Bharatvarsha, this culture was very strong. Although there are different parties, different acharyas, but their only purpose is self-realization. Either you follow Shankaracharya, or Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, many acharyas. we may differ in our final conclusion whether the ultimate truth is person or impersonal. That is not very important thing. But all of them are trying to realize themselves. Siddhi. The yogi, the jnani, the bhaktas, even the karmi, they are also trying to become siddha, siddhila. But the difference between the bhaktas
The following lecture is recorded at the studio of His Master's Voice in Bombay, India on April 12, 1970.
Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta